feel the racing fast heartbeat of a million people on the run. To the sinner's paradise, houses lit with neon lights, where the dreams of a few are realized. Echoes of bar shows ringing in my head, and soft words of advice some wise man had said. Keep your head up and be strong. Problems too, over songs that I write for therapy. Tired eyes from the stage lights burning down on me. Sometimes need reminding of pure love to see. Keep your head up and be strong.
Welcome back to our next segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And my guest today is Mr. Ashton Lee, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer from Denver, Colorado. And it's such a pleasure and honor, Ashton, you could join me today. Thanks so much. We truly do appreciate it. Okay, Ashton, so I want to talk about some of these nice songs our audience has been listening to. And as we mentioned here about, we'll start with Nothing Like You. We know it's not about a particular person, but can you tell us a little bit about, this particular song?
That one, I finished that one a couple nights before we went into the studio record the scratch tracks for the EP. I felt like there was a hole in the material that I had written, that I didn't have sort of a certain type of feel good, grooving song that I wanted. I had some very personal material. I had some, some fun rocking material and stuff, but I felt like I was missing something in that sort of middle ground, that sweet spot, that one, I just kind of decided I needed a song like that, and luckily it flowed pretty well. So.
Okay, and another song we have here is Heartbreak and Herringbone. That sounds interesting. Can you tell us about this song?
Yeah, I wrote that one when I first moved to Nashville. I'd never lived in a city before. I grew up in a state that has less people than the metropolitan area in Nashville, and went to college in an even smaller town. I traveled a lot, played a lot of cities, but moving there, and it's kind of a big, big thing. It's the move that everybody tells you to make. It's what you think you're supposed to do. It's where the industry is, and I definitely learned a lot from Nashville. Worked with a lot of great people, but it was an intimidating move for me. And I kind of had the typical musician move. I didn't have a place to live lined up. I had a few gigs, but only knew a few people that had also moved there from college. So that was about the extent of the connections I had. And I wound up playing in a band that this manager had put together, and he let me stay in his office on Music Row. And so I was walking up and down the row at night, just sort of wondering what in the hell I've got myself into. And I wrote that song, in that office at night, walking up and down the street, and then going in, sitting down to write more of it. And Herringbone refers to the Martin Dreadnought guitars that are famous in the bluegrass world, and I have a tattoo of that trim on my right arm too, and so it's kind of a big symbol for me in music. I have a gorgeous hand-built Herringbone guitar that sits beside my desk, and that's what I do most of my writing on, and that's what I wrote that song on. So that's kind of the story of that one.
Okay, another song we have here is Good Kind of Trouble. Could you tell us about this song?
Yeah, that one, I wanted to inject some of my non-country influences into sort of a modern country song. I just kind of got a groove and a melody, and I think it's relatable. Every guy's found themselves in that situation at some point where they're going, man, this seems like trouble, but I'm having fun, and it seems like a good thing, just wanted something that we could, expand the sort of sonic palette a bit. We've got very much a funk rhythm section on that song, and sort of blues rock lead guitar influences, and we got the bluegrass instruments on there too. I played the banjo on that, doubling the funk riff with the guitar, and we've got dobro on it and stuff. So just kind of combining a lot of my influences outside of country into something that fits the format.
Okay, so those are some great three songs. And now, Ashton, I'd like to talk a little bit about your performing. So now do you perform around Denver, Colorado, or where do you travel performing? Or
all of the above. So I've got a good amount on the schedule here in Denver over the next few months. So we've been playing some already. A couple of my bandmates from Nashville also moved out here. Incredible drummer by the name of Blake Watts, and then a great singer named Courtney Kay, who also does her own stuff. And we all play together. Got a new bass player from here named Travis Owens, who's doing a great job. We're playing. Got one at the end of this week up in the mountains and in the resort towns. A good amount of stuff lined up, still working to build the schedule and kind of get established here. But I've done plenty of traveling over the years and will continue to do so. Done a lot of stuff in the Southeast and Midwest and, you know, all the way out west to the mountains. And so I'm sure we'll get in some traveling at some point this year, but trying to get established. I also started teaching guitar lessons here in Denver, which is kind of a cool new adventure for me, getting to share my knowledge with, you know, future players. So enjoying that as well.
Oh, fantastic. So do you have any plans of maybe coming to Orlando, Florida anytime soon?
I'm sure we could work something out. I don't have anything on the books, but always open to scheduling a trip.
Yeah, that would be great. So what I wanted to ask you now about, you know, is part of maybe the promotion or of maybe these songs, you're going to be going back to Nashville? I mean, as far as any performances or?
I don't have anything scheduled back in Nashville currently. The move was kind of a big process for me, and,
right.
and I've been trying to, you know, get established in the general region here. I have a lot of friends in Nashville. I'm sure I'll make my way back there before too long. I put out this project. It's been a while now. It's summer of 2016, you know, I play a few of the tunes every show, you know, always have CDs available and stuff, but trying to write for the next one now, but, you know, always looking to continue to promote this project. It's something I'm proud of. I think it was my sort of coming of age as an artist, you know, getting to make a record that, you know, embodies who I, kind of the sound that I want to keep developing and style of writing that I want to keep developing. Got to work with some of the best studio players in the business, which is a great learning experience as well, because I played on the tracks with them. There's my acoustic and lead, you know, electric playing, and then mandolin and banjo. And, so, I mean, we played the tunes. We're around, I'll definitely be looking to, you know, schedule some travel stuff probably in the summer or so once I get settled a little more.
Wow, that's great, Ashton. So you said that you play on the album, you said the acoustic and lead guitar, was that right?
Yeah, that's all the acoustic tracks are me, and all the lead electric parts are me, as well as the mandolin and banjo. And then had a great session guitarist who's become a real good friend of mine over the past couple years named Mike Durham, played the rhythm electric parts. The legendary Eddie Bears on drums, and a good friend of mine from college named Michael Milligan played the bass, and Gordon Mode on piano and B3, and Denny Hemmingson from Tim McGraw's band on dobro and lap steel. Jim Lightman produced and recorded, engineered it, and played bass on the last track. And actually a little guitar on Nothing Like You, too.
Well, so, I mean, now as far as the live performances, then you have a full band, and then obviously you can't play all those instruments at once, so you have other performers, and then you're on acoustic guitar, or how does that work?
Oh, I play lead electric the whole show most of the time. There might be every now and then in a band situation I might, you know, play an acoustic. But we kind of run lean and mean for the most part. It's, you know, usually a four-piece band. So we do, you know, whatever we can to cover the production, but certainly have to adapt things to the situation. You know, if I can put a five-piece on stage, then that's preferable for sure, to get the you know, get a keyboard player in there too. But yeah, we just adapt it, you know, some of the acoustic stuff goes away, and play all the, you know, signature parts on electric and stuff.
Okay, Ashton, you know what? That sounds simply fantastic. What we are going to do is we are going to take a quick break, and we will be back for our very last segment of this edition of our program today. My guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, country artist, bluegrass artist, a little bit of everything, Mr. Ashton Lee from Denver, Colorado, and it's such a pleasure and honor that we can be joined by Ashton, who is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer, we're so happy that Ashton is here today. You are listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, as always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. And please stay with us for our very last segment of this edition of our program today.